Good morning. How are you today? The heart. It's really hot indeed, and I hope we'll survive the heat as we endure this next few minutes with me. I love the reference of Jesus in responding to Martha. He says that Mary has chosen the most important part, and what she has chosen will not be taken away from her. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. About a month ago, I had a privilege of preaching on Trinity Sunday, so on the subject of Trinity. As you may know, that the subject of Trinity is a very difficult subject because mostly it is more academic. It's more of a systematic theology topic, which is so hard to really explain. And it's also hard to understand about how God has manifested himself in three forms and yet remains one, and the working relationship of the three, and just everything about Trinity is pretty, can be confusing. But then in the middle of my talk, I made a statement which got me thinking. And I said that to celebrate Trinity is actually a reminder of how God is relational, how relational God is. I thought that true to that, the most important thing about Trinity is that we celebrate the God who loves to relate. A God who is relational. He relates in a community. A God who relates to his Son. A God who relates to the Holy Spirit. Talking about God being relational is very important, because true to what I've just said, God has always been a relational God. If you read through the Old Testament narrative, you see that God is always looking for relationships. From Genesis, he was relating. He created the world, and he had a relationship with the world. So he's a creator who wants to relate to his creation. He related to Adam and Eve, and he creates that relationship in the Garden of Eden. And the relationship continues throughout the book of Genesis, when we read, throughout the Old Testament rather, when we read about how he relates to Abraham, he relates to Isaac, he relates to Sarah, even to Hannah, he relates to everyone in the Bible. God was trying to broker a relationship, kind of relationship that is personal, a personal relationship. So we see in the Old Testament, like we read in today's reading, God coming to visit Abraham. And there's so many instances in which God is trying to have this relationship with human beings, because God is relational. Whatever he wanted to do on earth, he looked for a prophet, he looked for a woman or a man to work through and to work with. Think about David, think about Deborah, think about Esther, think about Hannah, think about Naomi. All these women and men, God worked with them to fulfill his purpose for this world. And so I want us to establish this truth that God is a relational God. He loves to relate. He loves to have relationship with human beings, with people. In fact, the theme in the Old Testament, especially with the children of Israel, he said when he was calling them that I will make them my people and I will be their God. So God was finding pride, and he made issues of relationship very central. There was nothing that was more important to God in the Old Testament more than a relationship. And that's why he had so many problems with the children of Israel, because they thought he was just after them following the law. And they would do the law, they would do all that was required, but he needed more than just them doing the law or practicing the law or fulfilling the statutes. He wanted them to have an intimate relationship with them so that through them he might make himself known, and in them he might reveal himself to the whole world. And so let's establish that relationships are very, very critical to God in everything that he does. When we fast forward it to Jesus, we see that desire to build and develop and grow relationships with human beings growing. First and foremost, he identifies a human family through which Jesus is to be born. Relationship. And Jesus is born. The first thing that Jesus does is to identify people to work with. Relationships. Guess what? He goes on to teach about the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. It's about relationship. Now, if the greatest commandment has to do with relationship, that should tell us that relationships to God are very cardinal. They are very, very important. When teaching about prayer, he says, when you pray, say, Our Father, relationships. God is a relational God. He wants to relate to us. And so we see this important issue of relating with him all through Scripture. But I want to go further and say that the relationship that God wants with human beings, it's not just a corporate kind of relationship. It has to be a personal relationship. Even though he is a great, mighty, big God, he wants a personal relationship with each one of us. That's what God wants. That's what God is championing, a relationship with you as an individual, not just with us, yes, all of us, but first and foremost, he wants to have a sound relationship with each one of us. It is from those individual relationships that there is an overflow of his love, the overflow of his grace, that we share in the abundance of what he's doing in our individual relationships. And so we read in the gospel today of a personal relationship. Please mark the word personal, underline it in bold letters. God wants a personal relationship like he had with Mary. Jesus had a personal relationship with Mary. This is the Mary that sits at the feet of Jesus Christ and listens, is internalizing all that Jesus had to say, developing, building a personal relationship. And when time came for Mary to serve Jesus by breaking the alabaster jar and pouring it on the, at the feet of Jesus, everybody complains. And Jesus says, what this woman has done, wherever this good news will be preached, what she has done will also be spoken of. This is the Mary. When Jesus was dying, she was right there. She was right with Jesus. This is a Mary who on the wee hours of Resurrection Sunday, she went to the grave, to the cemetery, alone, in the dark, in hope, in confidence, with courage, because she had a personal relationship. And this is what I think Jesus is trying to remind Martha, that as much as you are doing a good job, Mary has chosen the place of relationship before serving, before running around. You see, Martha was running around, was doing all that she could, was serving Jesus. Hospitality, very important. But midway her service, she felt empty. She felt something was missing. Can you imagine, from nowhere, she begins to think that the problem is her sister. You see, sometimes we can run around and do all the wonderful things in church, but if we are missing that relationship, it gets to a point where you feel like you are burnt out. You feel like it's not worthy, it's not paying off, it's not working. And then Martha goes to Jesus and says, don't you care that my sister is left me by myself to do all this work? She's just seated there. And Jesus says, hey, Martha, 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 calm down. You are missing the first thing first. It's a relational issue first. Let's build this relationship. Remember again, this is the Mary who, when their brother Lazarus died and ran to Jesus. Martha went to Jesus first and said, if you were here, my brother was not going to die. Jesus says, oh yeah, your brother will live again. And so they had a conversation. Look at the difference. Yeah, I know. Your brother will live, Martha. Don't worry. Yeah, I know that you are the resurrection. So they had all that conversation. And then Jesus says, where's your sister? And Martha runs back to the house and says, the Lord is here. He's asking after you. Mary goes to Jesus. And so she says, she uses the same prayer that Martha prayed. And says, Lord, if you were here, my brother was not going to die. And boom, we have the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. I'm just trying to show you the personal relationship that Jesus and Mary had. And I think this personal relationship was not exclusive to Mary. It's offered to all of us. He had the same relationship with Peter. He had the same personal relationship with John. Jesus had the same personal relationship with Paul. In other words, this relationship that God is inviting us through Jesus has to be personal, has to be intimate, you and him, me and him. And it is from the abundance of that personal relationship that we share the grace of God. It is from the abundance of that personal relationship that we share peace, we share his goodness, we share his wonder, we share his works. It comes from the richness of your relationship with him, my relationship with him. So two things. First, we can see that relationships, God desires to have relationships with humanity. And secondly, we see that these relationships have to go deeper than just saying, oh yeah, we are Christians, oh yeah, we are members of the Episcopal Church. It has to go beyond that. It has to be personal. You have to give in, just like he is giving in to you. He is God. He is the Almighty God. But he lowers himself to relate to us at a personal level. And we need to be aware of those important aspects of God's desire for relationships with us. The question will be, why do we need these personal relationships? Well, we are living in difficult times. We're living in challenging times. We're living in times when we are unsure about tomorrow. We are not so sure about what will happen to us because the world is not getting any better. The only assurance, the only way we can rise up and face tomorrow is when we've got a relationship with Jesus. It gives us ability to rise up and face tomorrow. It gives us the courage like it gave to Mary. It gives us a sense of value. When the Supreme Court cannot be relied upon, where do you lean on? When you can't trust the judiciary system, when you can't trust the politicians because you don't know who's going to be in White House, they will come with their crazy ideas at the expense of our peace, our justice. And that's why I just thought we need to build our relationship with Jesus Christ if we are going to face the challenges that come into this world. Jesus is our sure bet. He is the only one that will leverage what we will achieve, what we'll do in the world. And so we should never forget that as we live this life, our support system that God offers is through Jesus Christ. And Mary did just that. When things are tough, when things are not working, you can lean on your relationship. And that's why it has to be personal, so that when you are scared, when you are fearful, you can turn to him and say, help me. Because he is the only one who will whisper to you and tell you how much worthy you are. When everybody tells you are a sinner, he will tell you, you belong to me. When everybody tells you are a failure, he says, I am with you. When everybody says you will never make it, you are not going to succeed. God in a personal relationship whispers and affirms you. He affirms who you are and whose you are. And that's what this personal relationship does. This is what the personal relationship did to Mary. She was strong. Nobody had to tell her that you had seven demons. You can't speak to us. Come on. She woke up on one morning all by herself with all the courage. She knew. Can I preach like an African? Yeah? You can see the African vibe is all over me. But all I'm saying is that Mary, she had this courage. She had this confidence. I know my God. Even though he is dead, I'm going to visit his graveyard. And she goes early in the morning to the at the graveyard. And at the graveyard, the guy is not in the grave. She is crying. He has a relationship with me. Even in death, he is dear to me. He helped me. He gave me my identity. He affirmed who I was. He doesn't condemn me. You see, sometimes systems can fail us. And they've failed us before. Even religious systems have failed us. We've got people who've stood on pulpits like this and they have condemned people and they have shredded people. They have hurt people. We have the political system that has failed us so many times. And that's what we saw even in last week's reading. When that man was asking who is a good neighbor, Jesus gave a story which Mother Kate did explain to us. And that guy who was beaten, the priest came, meaning the church came. And when he saw the guy beaten, he says, no, I have nothing to do with that. We have a church that stays away from the people who are hurting. We have a church that joins those that are oppressing. So that man who was beaten could not get help from the church. The Levite came. The governance system came. No. I don't deal with that. And until a good Samaritan came. The point is that we can't rely on the systems of the world. We can't rely on the systems that have been created by human beings, because many times they've failed us. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need his friendship. That's why we need his partnership. When everybody tells you, keep quiet, you say, I know who is with me. I know who is my friend. I know who is my support system. Jesus is the best offer of God to have a personal relationship with us. And that's why we need to invest in this relationship. We need to commit to this relationship. It is this relationship that would trigger us to do things for God and for others. It is this relationship that will empower us to serve each other. It is this relationship that will help us to stop complaining like Martha did. Even when you are not hurt, just looking at your friend, you are just disappointed. That's what Martha was doing. Mary didn't say anything. Mary didn't do anything. All she did was to sit and enjoy the relationship. And Martha felt offended. When you just run around and save and try to be a nice person, it's a good thing. But if you don't have a personal relationship, it can be frustrating. It can feel like it's not worth. It can be overwhelming. And that's why we need this relationship to help us to get going. I was telling Brother Kate this week, I said, personally, sometimes mentally I'm so stressed. But spiritually, I'm always just on top of things. Because there's just a way in which I feel Jesus is with me. I just feel Jesus is going to help me. I just feel Jesus is a good guy. He says, I will be with you. I'll leave you. When the Supreme Court says something, I said, I don't care. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And that's what Jesus is here to do. To affirm that you are loved, you are cared for, you are precious, you are a child of God. And so find a space in that relationship which will lift you up when you're supposed to be down. Let the spiritual connection with Jesus be the source of your strength, like he was the strength to Mary. When we walk in that relationship, God becomes our daily support system. Things may not work out, but somehow there's where you're leaning on, where you have like, yeah, things are not working, but there is hope. You get courage from there. You get the energy to keep going. You get the energy to smile again. You get the energy to rise up again and look forward. That one day we're going to go. Think about people like Martin Luther and many other Christians. Where did they get the energy when they stood up against all odds? They had a personal relationship with Jesus. And they kept pressing on. They kept moving on. All I am inviting you, friends, is that come to this relationship with God. It is not just for everyone. It is for each one of us personally. And so, Jesus is the real deal for our intimacy with God. Through him, we speak to him. We speak with him when we walk. He is with us on the train, on the subway, in our bathrooms. You can talk to him. You can complain the whole you want. You can tell him everything you want. You can express yourself. What a friend we have in Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Hold on to him. Grow this relationship because you will need it tomorrow. Amen.